I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's Vladimir Putin has secured another six-year term as Russian president, exit poll showed Sunday, paving the way for the hardline former spy to become the longest-serving Russian leader in more than 200 years. Victory for the 71-year-old was never in doubt, with all of his major opponents either dead, in prison, or exiled, and authorities waging an unrelenting crackdown on those who publicly oppose the Kremlin or its military offensive on Ukraine. A government-run pollster projected Putin had sailed to an easy victory with 87% of the vote after polls closed. For as long as the U.S. and its Western allies have been sending military assistance to Ukraine, Moscow has accused the West of using Ukraine to fight a proxy war against Russia, but as Maxime Adams reports, the reality is much more complicated.
Retired Vice Admiral Robert Muret, the deputy director of the Syracuse University Institute for Security Policy and Law, says U.S. troops can be found worldwide, but that doesn't mean they're fighting.
That every embassy that the United States has around the world, every last one of them, have a Marine Security Guard detachment. So we have Marines that do protection. So in small numbers, yes, there are active-duty military personnel in Ukraine.
Ruslan Bortnik, the director of the Ukrainian Institute of Politics, believes that as an entity, NATO is unlikely to send troops to fight in Ukraine. Maxime Adams, VOA News, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Sunday said he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the need for aid in Gaza.
We cannot stand by and watch Palestinians risk starvation. That's not us. That is not what we stand for.